It's a different type of weekend this week. I wanted to talk about the title race, and I thought, well, I was going to ask the question, is there a title race? And I thought, well, the best way to do that is to speak to supporters from Manchester City, Aston Villa and Arsenal in a bit of an old coach home style way, rather than just get people in the room here, because if there is a title race, at least two of those three clubs will feel as though they are part of it. David Mooney, is there a title race and are you in it?
Yes, insofar as I'm going to be really clinical now. There haven't been enough games for there not to be a title race anymore. The points difference is such that yeah, there's a title race. I don't know how. See, this is interesting because I was going to say I don't know how in it City are, but obviously they are. If there's 2 points off the top, they are in it. It's in City's own hands whether they win it or not. It's in Arsenal's hands whether they win it or not. I think the biggest telling factor is it feels like City have been chaotic as fuck this season, and Arsenal feel like, certainly from the outside, it feels like they've been far more consistent. And yet the way that we are at this point in time, Arsenal fans are looking over the shoulders going, what the hell do we have to do to lose this lot? Because this lot have been crap and they're still 2 points behind us. Now, I don't think that necessarily tells the narrative of the story, and I don't think it is necessarily the actual story of the season. But I think it's quite telling that there is a lot of anxiety from, or certainly that I perceive a lot of anxiety from London. That I don't know if there's confidence from City. I think from City it's just a case of yeah, we've got issues to sort out. They maybe look like they're sorting them out, and we'll see where we get to from there. So yes, there's a title race, and I think you'd have to say at this stage City are in it, because why wouldn't they be?